What time is it?
It's podcast time.
What time is it?
It's podcast time.
What time is it?
Podcast time. Very big podcast today. Not only do we have the $1 million moment where Sam from Cario may or may not have walked away a millionaire. Jack Black, enjoy the interview with our nerd burger senior producer, James Blake. Also, the president of the Carlton Football Club came in with a very big announcement for Brendan Favola. Because it's the big Carlton Hall of Fame
night tonight.
Yeah. And you're, let's be honest, you can listen to it in the podcast. It is coming up, but you are being inducted into the Hall of Fame.
Yes. One of the great honours to be inducted into a Hall of Fame, especially from the Carlton Footy Club, great history, 16 flags, you know, a lot of great players have played for that club and only 82 have ever been inducted in the whole history of the footy club. So, yeah, it's amazing. It's going to be a good night.
Most of them pass away before they get inducted because there's two others going in with you tonight.
Yes, and they're now passed away.
No, I think
one,
with us.
Yeah, one was just recent too. So he just passed away late last year, I think.
Who else have you played with in your team when you were playing at Carlton? Is there anyone else that's made the Hall of Fame? From Sauce?
I'd say Sauce is in there. I didn't play with Sticks. I'm not that old. There would have been Kuda, Juddy. I don't know. I actually haven't even looked. I just knew the stat. But there'd be a couple, not many. Played in a pretty grim area, sort of time.
Yeah.
We didn't win much. But usually this comes to like all those players have played in premierships or won, Brownlow. So when you get inducted, it's usually premiership players and they've got like a massive honour roll. I didn't have any of them.
Can I ask a dumb question?
A lot of girls.
And they sacked me as well.
If Kuda's in there, is it catered by Souvlaki Hut?
Hey, if you'd played through a better time when the club was on fire,
yes,
would you have got more goals and more accolades?
Would have won premierships probably, yeah.
Because to be a premiership player in a side that's not premiership level, you're probably being dragged. You're being dragged down by the poor side.
I think Fever said that many times.
Okay, Daniel Dange, producer who also. We've got how many producers? 1, 2, 3. Barrack for Carlton.
Yeah, he wore my number on his back.
Lance Whitnell's in there.
Yeah, big Lance.
Oh,
Lance.
I worked with him at Star Trek.
Yeah, he did you?
Sorry, he's a forklift driver.
Yeah, big Lance. He he's taking the most marks.
Dan just following footy players around job to job.
Carlton legends, actually.
Yeah, Carlton legends. So that's a great honour. God, it's big. That's special.
I know. It
I tried to write a speech on the weekend.
Oh
God. Exciting. I'm just going to wing it.
Are we going to get audio? Can we get his speech?
Yeah, James Blake's going. Right, but I wrote it down, and I'm not a very good speller, so I because you've got to, I'm on the couch. So normally in a Hall of Fame, you just get up, they play highlights, and then you get up and you do like a 10-minute speech thanking everyone that was important in your life, blah, 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 and then you get off. But I'm up on stage for like half an hour doing a Q&A, and then I get up and do the speech. So I'm up there.
Oh,
I'm up
that's
there.
A lot. Oh. Getting cash for this too?
I said when the two people that have passed aren't going to be there, but the family members will be there going up. So, you know, you're the only living, so it's all going to be about me, which is, I thought, well, that's going to be hard. And they said, we want to do a Q&A. And I said, do I send you an invoice? Because, you know, that's a cashy.
Of course.
Yeah. And 1,000 people.
Lance Whitnell got in there 6 years ago into the Hall of Fame.
Mm.
348 goals.
Yeah, but he took heaps of marks, man. He was a, mate.
How many goals did you get?
623.
575 for Carlton.
587.
Awesome.
But then also played to Brisbane, but it's going to be huge. So I've got, there's a few other little surprises that will be there tonight, which will be great. And I'm excited. I did do the speech. So I think I'm going to wing it because I'm not a very good, you've heard me read live reads.
Yeah.
And if I've read it off a piece of paper, it's going to be yuck.
You'll be fine.
I'm just going to go off
you,
the cuff.
Thank you, Carlton.
Off the cuff. And I don't know whether.
Shit. Carlton.
Yeah, I don't know whether to do it a little bit funny or be serious in the moment.
But
that is a serious moment.
But you can do both.
Yeah.
Because I was going to open up with, this is going to be the opener.
Pressure point.
What's a note?
No.
What do you call it? Greek necrophilia?
Come fuck a carcass. No, I was going to say, this is my opener. Wow. This is amazing. Carlton Hall of Fame. We've got our coach, Michael Voss. Carlton, he's sitting down there. He sacked me in a mental clinic. Look at us now. We're both flying, Vossy.
Yes, I reckon that's
funny?
Amazing.
Yeah.
Amazing. Start with that.
Because
just to get everyone up and about.
It's the elephant in the room.
It is the elephant in the room.
Yeah. Who would have thought, Vossy? Yeah. We're both sitting here. I'm a Hall of Famer. Your coach, 2-0 on the top of the ladder.
As I said, 10 years ago, who would have ever thought I'd be back at Crown drinking with a microphone?
Yeah.
And here I am.
I'll use that,
too. There you go.
I've got two.
Mate. And then the laughter, that's half an
hour. You write that down and send it to me because I'll forget.
Keep listening to this podcast as well. We're going to hear about how Fev went tomorrow on the show. It's such a big night for you, mate. Tuesday, the 19th of March, an Alpha Bucks answer for 8 a.m. will pop up in this podcast as well.
Charge on in your morning commute. Switch on Fifi, Feb and Nick in your all-new, all-electric Toyota BZ4X. With a new striking and sleek design, charge on in the Toyota BZ4X.
Live from the Fox Studios in South Melbourne. Fifi Box.
I love this. I want all of that.
Brendan Favola.
I don't get it, but it's funny.
Nick Cody.
Took the wind out of those sails real quick.
Are Melbourne's number one breakfast show.
Woo! Popular Melbourne radio hosts Fifi, Fev and Nick.
Fifi, Fev and Nick.
Fifi, Fev and Nick.
From Melbourne, Australia, Fifi, Fev and Nick.
We are the best city in the world.
Just love Melbourne.
It's the best.
It just gets you on a good start.
Just makes you laugh.
They are the biggest show in Melbourne.
Wake up with Fifi, Fev and Nick.
These are the biggest street parties in Melbourne.
People are pumped up. People are up and about.
We're going to Vegas, baby. Yeah.
Fev's Street Talk.
Where else to go? Live on street.
Let's go!
Melbourne's our city.
Hey, it's Taylor Swift.
We're the Jonas Brothers.
Hey, this is Pink.
Yo, what up, it's Macklemore.
Hey, it's Ed Sheeran.
It's Dua Lipa.
Hey, what's up, it's the Kid Leroy.
Kylie Minogue.
Hi to all the Fox family.
Tones and I.
I used to listen to Alpha Bucks. I played it along in the car.
You've won $100,000!
That is the secret
sauce.
The Foxes, Fifi, Fev and Nick.
Wake up with Fifi, Fev and Nick.
Oh, yes. Good morning. Welcome to a brand new week. Fifi, Fev and Nick, hello.
Good morning. It's Millionaire Week. I tell you what, we pulled up this morning to Fox FM here in South Melbourne and the big hummer, the stretch hummer with our faces down the side.
Sick.
Millionaire. We are making millionaires in Melbourne this week.
Walking around the best city in the world right now are five millionaires in waiting. Welcome to the Fox's $5 million week. This is potential millionaire number one.
Welcome to the Millionaires Lounge officially. Sam from Corio. Sam, you've just enjoyed your massage courtesy of Nat. Our 5 minute angels are here giving massages. How are you feeling?
The massage is pretty good, but I don't know if it's helped the nerves too much.
I'm sure it hasn't. Now, before you is the $5 million vault. It's $5 million in there. $1 million could be yours.
It's looking pretty flash.
Do you have a favourite number?
I've sort of got a number in my head, yeah.
Like a favourite number. Are you going to go outside your favourite number or are you going to pick the number you always love?
I think we're going to go with the one we always sort of go with, the old trusty, I suppose you'd call it, yeah.
Because you'd be filthy if it was that and you pick something else.
Yeah, exactly.
You'd be filthy. Yeah.
So to paint the picture, this is like a bank vault.
Yeah,
there
looks amazing.
There are boxes in front of us, little gold boxes, 1 to 100. So one of those boxes has $1 million in it. Now, just to give that some perspective, that's a 1 in 100 chance at $1 million.
It's better than Tats Lotto.
Powerball is 1 in 134 million.
really?
Insane.
Yeah, this is the best odds in the world you'll get to win $1 million. We've got the adjudicator in here.
She's Lynn, yes.
She's looking over. I tried to peek in to see which one it was in, and she went, "Hey! Get away from
there." Well, actually, Fev, you're also questioning why she had a Chanel bag. I mean, have you been already inside
the
vault?
Yeah, she's looking very like she doesn't need $1 million.
The $300 vault.
I think she's already taken the million.
Now, okay, Sam, this is the time has arrived.
All right.
Would you like to walk over? Do you know what number it is?
I've been looking at it for
You got daughter here too. Are you nervous?
Amber.
A little bit.
Have you told him what number to pick or are you just going to let him go?
Oh, I'm letting him go. I'm not telling him what number's in my head, that's for sure.
All right, here
okay,
you go.
Okay, Sam. Let's...
I did tell her she could pick it, but she said no way.
Oh, imagine if she had the right one.
Yeah, oh my God. Oh my God, guards are a bit nervous. We are very close to it now. Okay, Sam. This is your moment. Let's walk up to the number you want. Right. Which number is it we're going for?
We're going to go for a number 29.
29. Ooh, okay, now we're going to open the door.
29, feeling fine.
There is an envelope in that. That envelope is going to be given to Lynn.
Can we open it?
Our official adjudicator to make sure this all the gold scissors have come out to open a sealed envelope. Okay, now that is your envelope.
Yeah, I'll hold this for you,
you
brother.
You can't. Before you open it, Sam, it does have to go to Lynn over here. So we are going to... You want to come back and open it? Okay, we are. We're going to come back after this.
Eddie Maguire on the other side of this at the Fox. We'll find out if Sam from Corio is a millionaire.
Walking around the best city in the world right now are five millionaires in waiting. Welcome to the Fox's $5 million week. This is potential millionaire number one.
Sam from Corio is in the Millionaire's Lounge. He is standing in front of the vault with his daughter, Amber. They've had an amazing morning in a luxury stretch hummer, champagne. They've had massages on arrival. We've got the lolly station, chocolates, champagne, donut fountain. It's all happening here in the lounge. And our senior producer, James Blake, is standing there with... It's like we thought of everything in the lounge.
What is that thing?
Well, it's a tiny confetti cannon.
It's like one of those push-up lollipops. You know, the push-pops?
That's right. One thing, don't push me. Push a push-pop.
One thing you didn't think through, James.
Whoa, he's got two of them. Whoa! Money bags.
Big dog.
Now, Sam, moments ago, you chose your number. So there's a 1 in 100 chance here of $1 million.
Yep.
You've chosen the number.
I'll hold the mic for you, brother.
Right, mate,
the number 29. You are about to open the envelope, Sam. Cool. This is the closest you've ever been to $1 million.
It's the closest I'll ever get, I think, too. So let's see how we go,
okay,
eh?
Okay, you ready?
We're ready to go. Probably not, but
let's go.
I don't want to look, to be honest.
He's pulling it open.
Oh, here we go.
Oh dear.
It's not $1 million.
How do you know? Oh, it says 2,000. $2,000! Oh, Sam!
Look, hey, that's not bad for Monday morning.
Exactly. Yeah. Got to be in it to win it. $2,000 for Sam. Oh,
yeah. Now, what was your daughter? What number did you say? Because we get to check now, Boxy, to see what number
Amber,
it was behind.
Amber, what number did you want?
51.
Can we find out what number is it behind?
Lynn, our official adjudicator, has the sealed envelope, which reveals the number that has... $1 million this morning.
59.
It was 59.
Number 59.
Now, Sam, Amber, you're walking away with $2,000. And remember, tomorrow we're going again $1 million. The next day $1 million. The next day $1 million. The next day $1 million.
Just so people know, we'll put this on socials. $1 million if it was 59.
Oh, there it is.
Far out. Okay, Melbourne, you've got to be in it to win it.
That's
keep it
I
locked
said.
On the Fox for the next millionaire sound.
Yes,
you said 32, I said 59, and he said 22.
Yeah.
I would have won.
Okay.
You didn't say 59.
But you didn't say 59. I'm so confused.
101.9 The Fox.
And it's been a big morning. Sam nearly won $1 million. We'll be back again making millionaires in Melbourne tomorrow and the next day and the next day and the next day. But it's been a big, as we said, few days for you, Fev. Your bronze statue is now in Webb Street, Narre Warren, celebrating you.
Looks so good.
And now we welcome to the studio Luke Sayers, Carlton president, the Carlton
big
Football
dog.
Club.
Good morning, good morning.
Now, Luke, you have a big night tonight. It's the Carlton Hall of Fame ceremony at the Crown Palladium. 1,000 people attending.
Yeah, fully sold out. It's going to be a special, special night.
It is. Now, could you tell Melbourne why tonight is going to be particularly special for a member of our team?
Yeah, no, look, thanks for having me on this morning because it is a special day for all people, Carlton. And we did hear a rumour that something had been put up in Webb Street out in Narre Warren, and we thought we could do a little better than that. So, look, when you talk about Fev and you talk about the great man, you know, he played 204 games, 187 were at Carlton, and he went on to kick the third most goals for our club, 575. More than 1,200 players have pulled on the navy blue jersey since the club formed 160 years ago, and only 82 have been inducted into the Hall of Fame. And it's my absolute privilege and honour on behalf of the Carlton Football Club, Fev, to publicly congratulate and acknowledge what you did for so, so many Carlton people and fans and the football community in general. So, mate, on behalf of the Carlton Footy Club, we are inducting you into the Hall of Fame.
Oh, yeah!
You're going to make me cry again. Thank you. Oh God. When I spoke to you, you rang me, what, a couple of months ago?
Yeah.
And we're having a chat, just because we're mates.
Yep.
And we're just having a chat about, you know, the beach house and you were at Red Hill and we're talking about wines. And he's like, oh, I've actually called you on a you know, Carlton Footy Club behalf. And I was like, oh, God, they're going to get me back to coach or what do they want? Like,
Settle down, all right?
Jesus. And then he said,
she look out.
And then he said, I was getting inducted to the Hall of Fame. And I think I cried.
You did.
I didn't know. Mate, it was, this is by a big stretch, like the greatest thing that's ever happened in my footy career, to be inducted into a club where you walk through the halls of the old Heatley stand and you got all the old players. And I was just a, you know, 17-year-old kid with a pimple face, had no idea from Nazawaza. And then now to be inducted as one of those greats, I don't even know what I said to you. I think I messaged you about 2 hours later once it sunk in.
Yeah, well,
and because I didn't know what I said, I'm like, I don't know what I said to you, bro. But I was trying to find the text, but I can't find it.
For people who know Fev well, it's very rare that you have just dead silence.
Yeah,
and there was dead silence.
Yeah,
and then there was, are you joking? Is this serious? And you know, it's absolutely serious. And for you and Alex and the family, and for so many fans that you've inspired, number 25. You brought so much joy, mate. So much joy.
Yeah, thanks, mate. I am the greatest 25 ever to don the jumper, and Jezza was obviously number two.
This is bigger to you than being in the Italian team of the century.
Yes, it is. No, it is. It is such a great honour, and obviously tonight's going to be great. You know, I rang my, obviously told Alex and the girls. They all cried because the girls don't think that I was any good because they got to that. They were young.
Yeah.
And now they think, oh, Charlie Kerno is so much better than you and the Carlton Footy Club is better than what you ever were. And I'm like, shut up, kids. Watch the highlights. So hopefully tonight they'll get that. And Alex was really upset. But I rang mum and dad separately, obviously, because they're not together. And I don't think I've ever heard or seen mum cry with like that emotion and dad. So it's a really special night for them. We're all going. I can't wait. So I just don't want any repeats of the Brownlow. Should be okay.
Just on the beers with the microphone and crown. You'll be right.
It is a great honour and thanks, Luke, for coming in. It was really hard to keep a secret too. I know Cookie nearly dropped it in front of Josiah when we were having ice cream a couple of weeks ago down in Port Melbourne. I'm glad you didn't announce it earlier because we probably would have had to do it 3 nights in a row because we would have sold out the Palladium three times.
There we go. He held back for a couple of minutes.
Sorry, Taylor Swift. There's a bigger show.
MCG, you mean?
But do you know, even to give a perspective, as one of Fev's friends who over the last, we've been working together 9 years, and I remember when you started on the show and any time we were talking about Carlton or maybe we'll talk to someone at Carlton, you were genuinely like, no, they don't like me. They won't want me. They don't want me there. And so as his friend to see, no, they do.
Yeah.
They love you and they're celebrating you. It is such an incredible moment. And, you know, I can see how obviously honoured and touched you are. But not only that, think about the Carlton fans around Melbourne. We forgot somebody's called through. It's actually Jack from Carlton. Are you there, Jack?
I'm here. Hello, Fev. How are you?
Little Jack.
Jack Silvani.
Congratulations, mate. Well done.
Thanks, brother. Now, it's quite I love that Jack's called through because for a long period of my footy career, Jack, I think I was your favourite player. He used to come in and obviously his dad, Stephen and Serge, great Carlton people. You know, his dad was a team of the century AFL fullback, and Jack used to come in before I'd run out to play, and he'd kick the footy with me. So I'd kick all the balls to him before I ran out, And I think Jack used to think if I played well, it was because of him. And then I used to think because I kicked it with Jack that I played well. So it became like a superstition that we'd kick the footy together. Isn't that right?
That is right. And mate, there's some of my fondest memories growing up. I remember Nuno taking me down to the rooms, and I did. It was something I hung my hat on as a kid that if you played well, I kicked the ball well to you, and if you didn't, it was my fault. So, I think as a fan growing up, you provided so much joy in what was a particularly difficult time for the club. So on the behalf of not just the players, but the fans as a whole, I want to extend my sincerest congratulations to you, mate. It's a massive honour. It's well-deserved. So I'm so happy for you. Well done.
Thanks, brother. I'll see you on the golf course.
Yes, you will.
Thank you, Jack.
Not for a while, though.
I know. How's the knee?
It's getting there. It's getting there. I'm only a month post-surgery, so, yeah, it's all right.
Yeah, we'll have a beer then.
Yeah, works for me.
Jack Silvani, thank you for calling through. Not the only one. Someone else is quite excited from Keilor. We've got Ange Favola.
Oh, we've got the translator.
Are you there, Ange?
Hello.
Ange, the father of the now Carlton Hall of Famer. How does it feel, Ange?
Very unexpected, but congratulations, Brendan. That's well-deserved for what you've done for footy. You definitely deserve to have something like this under your name.
Thanks, Ange. Do you reckon the AFL's next, or?
Yeah, I wouldn't count your chickens before they hatch, mate.
All right, Ange, we'll see you later on at Crown.
Yeah, and we will definitely have a beer together. Yeah.
Oh, what a beautiful night it's going to be.
Two footballers on the beers at Crown.
You've got more to share.
Just to also call out, not to take anything away from the great man, but we're also inducting two others into the Hall of Fame tonight. Jack Carney, who played between 1936 and 41, and Neil Chandler between 1968 and 74. And both have passed away, but will be represented by their families tonight. So three legendary Carlton people.
And it's such an amazing night. I've been to a Hall of Fame before. Never thought that I'd be part of it. And I also think there's a couple of life members that will be announced tonight, which will be amazing. All the players will be there, all the Carlton people. So it's going to be a pretty special night, Boxy. So I'm looking forward to it.
And will you be on the show tomorrow is the big question.
Oh, physically.
I will not be here tomorrow.
Melbourne's 101.9. The Fox.
Just crossing back to the Millionaire's Lounge, Fifi Fevenicolo.
Hello, Josiah. I'm just enjoying my massage from Nat, the 3-Minute Angel. This is amazing. But this is what the Millionaire's Lounge is all about. And Sam.
And to paint a picture of this, Fee looks like she's absolutely enjoying it. She's got her mouth open. She's leaning back. And Nick looks like he's doing a dump. He's sitting there. He's just staring straight ahead. He looks more stressed getting a massage than I've ever seen anyone before.
Mate, you know how I operate. Full tilt, always.
Now, we have access to a Hollywood superstar, Jack Black. Kung Fu Panda 4 is about to be released, and Jack Black is in town. Now, we did trust our senior producer, James Blake, with this task. James, you have failed in the past, and not just with Margot Robbie. We also gave you a chance to speak to Australia's most famous porn star, Angela White, and you asked her about her accountants.
Yeah, apparently that's going viral on Twitter at the moment. Yeah. So it's
not your strong suit, but we want you to get better. The task with this interview with Jack Black was we didn't actually give you a challenge. It was just, please don't muck it up. Like, stuff it up, please. Are you ready to play it? Can we hear what you did?
Yeah, I reckon I started strong.
Okay, here is our senior producer, the Nerdburger himself, James Blake, interviewing Hollywood superstar Jack Black.
Jack, lovely to meet you.
Great to meet you, James.
Good to have you. Firstly, congratulations. This is 16 years now that we've had Kung Fu Panda. So that's outlasted the Apollo space mission. That outlasts the Beatles. You've spanned 6 Aussie prime ministers.
Wow.
You've done pretty well.
I never thought of it that way, but you're right.
Does it make you feel old at all, or...
No.
Is it more like a legacy kind of thing?
I feel like every year I become more like Poe.
Good
especially
one.
Especially my beard. Look at my beard, how perfectly color-coordinated
well,
it is.
Well, salt and pepper. In fact, not only is it salt and pepper, but it is actually, it's got the spots that
it's
you...
It's got the stripes.
Yeah.
And I didn't do any dyeing. That's just natural Poe.
Good on you. Well, around about 10 years since you did the last Kung Fu Panda movie.
Yeah.
Is it easy to slip right back into it? Is there a particular line that's getting you straight into it, or are you just always Poe?
It really just, yeah, it came very natural because I'm not really doing a voice. I'm not doing an accent. It's yeah. just me. It's just sort of a more youthful enthusiasm than yep. than the normal Jack. It's just like a little more childish and that spirit of fun and innocence. And it's just easy for me to tap into.
And we have seen you on the red carpet doing kung fu kicks as well, yeah. which for me is quite impressive. I'm 7 days into recovering from waking up oh. in the wrong position.
Yeah, you so, still got a crick.
Yeah. I'm the trying worst. Everything. I'm doing deep heat. I'm doing massage balls.
Bro, I've been there.
So, but how are you doing kung fu kicks and then what, walking away unscathed?
Weirdly, I think the kung fu kicks help my physicality.
Yeah?
Yeah, I think those things happen sometimes and there's nothing for it. There's yeah. no massage. There's no painkillers. It's just time. It'll go. It'll pass.
Yeah. I once did my neck out by, like, drawing my hair too vigorously with a towel.
Yeah.
So I just, me and Poe just are two different individuals.
Yeah, but I don't have any, knock on wood, kung fu-related injuries so far in my life.
I've got to thank you because there was a really high-level meeting between our Prime Minister and the Chinese President a couple of months ago.
Oh, yeah.
And it was pretty high stakes.
Yeah.
And they broke the ice over Poe.
Really?
Yeah.
They did not.
No, they did.
Did they bring up the Kung Fu Panda?
Yeah.
Nice.
It reminded us of the fact that not all pandas are cute by relaying the Kung Fu Panda story as well.
He's saying that the Kung Fu Panda's not cute?
The Chinese president's saying that.
Oh, okay. I beg to differ.
Yeah, fair enough. I thought that was a weird one to go down. But
maybe something got lost in translation.
Fair enough. But from breaking that ice, tensions between our country have actually thawed a little bit.
Oh, really? It's awesome. I thought you were going to say they escalated.
No, that helped.
Thanks for having my back.
No, you've done a lot.
Any time that I can help facilitate world peace,
good on you.
I consider it an honor and a privilege. It wouldn't be the first time someone accused me of not being cute.
Yeah.
Believe me, just earlier today, actually.
I'm seeing a lot about you being quite sexy, though, on Twitter as well. So,
what?
Yeah.
Now
yeah.
that's a new one. Go on.
Yeah, well, if you search Jack Black sexy in Twitter, there's a lot of compliments. I think it's to do with the beard. And
eat your heart out, Justin Timberlake.
Take that, man.
Maybe somebody else is bringing sexy back.
Now, just before I wrap it up, you're coming to our home city of Melbourne in July.
Yes, I am.
Home of rock and roll. We've got ACDC Lane. Flea from the Red Hot Chili Peppers is from there. Is there anything?
I did not know
yeah,
that.
Yeah.
Wow.
He's a Melbourne boy.
I love Flea.
Yeah.
That dude can slap at the bass.
He was at a aged care home a couple of weeks ago and just rocked it out in Melbourne. Was sick.
No one brings that energy.
Is there anything that we can get ready for you in Melbourne before you arrive? Oh. Roll out the red carpet.
I don't know. Maybe a little avocado toast. Nothing fancy.
We're the home of avocado toast. That's
maybe, just half, maybe just half. Maybe just half a slice of avocado toast. I don't need the whole thing.
Yeah. I'm
trying to cut down on the carbs.
Yeah.
But what else? I like a little dark chocolate.
Okay.
70%
cacao?
Nice little glass of red wine.
Okay. We do that as well.
Do you have that? Is that you? The Barolo? The Barossa?
The Barossa is South Australia. That's a damn shame.
Forget it.
You were doing well on the diplomatic front. And then
dang
you just,
why'd I open my fat mouth about the Barossa?
Jack Black, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Cheers.
He's brilliant. I mean, Jack Black, gosh, yeah. He's so likable, so lovable. James, not bad.
Oh,
A couple of things. At one point, I wasn't sure whether you were interviewing a Hollywood star or having an appointment with your osteo. That was weird.
I put my neck out drying my hair. Jack Black.
Then you got weirdly sleazy and called him sexy. I didn't even think he knew where that was heading.
You know what was weird about that? I thought maybe JB had read an article where it's like Jack Black, the new sexy man in Hollywood. He's like, if you put Jack Black sexy into Twitter, some of the stuff's great. You're like, why are you searching that? You weirdo.
No, I like to do an in-depth check. But what is nice?
I loved it. I was right.
Yeah, I loved it too.
I was in it.
Very good.
He was engaged. I feel that he warmed to you from the very start.
Oh,
so well done.
Do you reckon that was me or is that just...
I think it was your presence.
You're disarming.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, well, I am.
You are. You don't expect... you to walk into a room.
Yeah. He might have looked at you like wow. he wanted to eat you, your little tiny little thing you are.
To be fair, the people who were doing the junket before me were Fitzy and Whipper.
Oh, you're sweet then.
Yeah. Yeah. So I've walked in and I think he's gone, yeah. oh, easy. Yeah.
They would have cooked that.
Did he think you were lost?
There's going to be a video on Instagram later on, I believe, JB, Fifi, Fev, Nick, Facebook, check it out. We cannot wait to see that. Fifi, Fev, Nick are live from the Millionaire's Lounge.
Melbourne's 101.9, The Fox.
Time to give you an answer for Alpha Bucks. If you're playing at 8 a.m. on Tuesday, the 19th of March, the letter is the letter M, and the question will be a band.
Metallica.
Matchbox
Bang.
20.
Matchbox 20.
Yes, well
Boom.
Done. Well done, everyone.
Melbourne's 101.9, The Fox.
Fifi, Fev, Nick back in the Millionaire's Lounge. Hello.
Yes, we're back here especially because our next guest was loving the Millionaire's Lounge, wanted to come in here, and we thought we'd bring her in as the Melbourne International Comedy Festival starts to fire up from March 28. You can see this phenomenal comedian, Geraldine Hickey, and she's now in the Millionaire's Lounge.
I've got my robe. I'm ready. Gloves off.
We've got a masseuse coming back for you.
Yeah, I heard. I'm like, yeah, live it up. Also, I love, thanks for having me on such an exciting day. Someone had nearly won $1 million.
Yes.
Then, Fev, you announce that you get to go in the Hall of Fame. And I, as a Bomber supporter, oh, my God.
You're getting a massage
Nat
now.
Nat just took over on your shoulders to give you a massage.
I can't talk anymore.
Also, what I love too, I think Jez was about to kick off because we're both Bomber supporters,
yeah.
but the massage started, you calmed down real quick.
Yeah. But as a Bomber supporter, I still, like, how impressive that I got emotional about yeah. something happening in a Carlton.
It sucks,
yeah.
doesn't it?
Yeah.
Oh, thank you. You're now talking to a Hall of Famer, so...
Yeah. Well, what, is it officially now or do we have to wait tomorrow to call you Hall of Famer? Okay, it's now.
It's not going to stop.
Now, you just said you took off your gloves because let's talk about this. Your show is called Don't Tease Me
Don't
About
tease me
My
about
Gloves.
My
now, for people who don't know, you have taken to wearing gloves.
Sometimes I have to wear gloves when it's not cold enough to warrant wearing gloves. And it's because I have this thing called Raynaud's and it causes, it's when you... I can't concentrate.
Well, Matt, so she doesn't even know what's wrong with her. Typical lesson supporter.
At least you're trying to do the job, though. Fev and I just dozed off getting massages before
we didn't even
by herself. Yeah,
this is you always take control. I love that.
Yeah,
but it's when your blood vessels in your extremities constrict and it causes pain, discoloration, and tingling and numbness.
It actually was the massage. You're flying now.
Yeah. So it's do I have ADHD? Yes. And so I have to wear gloves, but because sometimes if the ends of my finger, I can't feel my fingers, and like I need my fingers.
Yes,
because I'm a lesbian, and I need to be able to text my wife when I'm at Bunnings to go.
Yeah, what were you two thinking? Come on,
do you want to know what I was thinking?
No.
Does Raynaud's? Does it come, if you had it your whole life and you didn't know?
No. Here's the thing with it kicks in that nobody knows why you get it. Usually affects women. That's why you've never heard of it. It's also
just under the umbrella of whinging.
Yeah.
That's what male doctors used to say. Oh, here she goes.
Just has something to do with your period. And and that's also why our pockets aren't very deep.
Okay.
You know, just need to warm the fingertips. Yeah. So that's all you need in there.
We're in the Millionaire's Lounge. Now, what number would you have picked? If you had a crack, have you got a favourite number?
Yeah, 59.
Congratulations, you just won $1 million. Yeah,
that was where the $1 million was this morning and tomorrow. So
was
now,
it really?
Yeah.
I knew that.
Tomorrow
That's
morning,
so good.
That gets all completely reset the vault.
Yes.
And there will be $1 million in another.
All right,
another.
Tomorrow, or will it be another one?
Tomorrow it's going to be in 19.
Whoa, okay, Geraldine Hickey. Well, you won't be here in the lounge with us tomorrow.
Call me if I win.
Absolutely, we'll let you know.
And how does this compare, Jez, to a comedian's green room, the $1 million lounge with a vault, $1 million in there, chocolates, flowers, drinks, champagne?
The carpet isn't
masseuse.
Sticky. That's not. There's room to sit down. And there's a good ratio of genders here.
Yeah.
I've seen some backstage rooms that the comedians, comics, what do you call yourselves?
Comics.
Yeah.
Comics. Now, Cody's made it big with his podcast, not yet radio. Does he ask for a bigger room now that he's a big dog? He's on the panel of the project. Have you heard that?
I don't think he has.
I saw
to
Hickey
ask.
There last week.
Yeah, we were on together. Yeah. I think he just gets it, don't you? It just happens.
No, I was in a comedy festival venue a few years ago that didn't have a bathroom, so there's 200 odd people, 300 odd people coming in.
Just hang it out.
And I was behind a dark curtain just weeing into a bottle before I went on. Showbiz.
I've done that at a bar before. It's fine.
I've done shows where there is no backstage and I'm just there at the door greeting people as they come in. Yeah. G'day, welcome. Sometimes, yeah. Show.
An usher to your own show.
Yeah. Well, not things have changed now.
They have. Like,
yeah, I'll be at the Arts Centre. Ooh, very fancy.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Fancy.
Yeah,
piano out the back. Beautiful.
Piano, yeah, in my green room, pianos.
You've got a piano. Yeah.
No,
beautiful.
I don't. That's I think Hannah Gadsby might have one in hers.
And how does Reynards go with the piano? That's truly not your thing
now.
No,
that's my dream. So many dreams have gone. I'll never learn how to play the piano. I'll never be able to go to Antarctica. I have to chop anyway.
But we can catch you at the Melbourne International Comedy Festival. You can get tickets at comedyfestival.com.au. Does that sound right?
Yeah.
We're looking at the comedians in the room.
From the 28th of March.
Yeah, that's right. Don't
opening
tease me about my gloves.
Is nearly sold out, so get on there real quick.
Yeah, please. Don't tease me about my gloves. That's Geraldine's show.
And the best merch in the biz too.
Oh, yeah, I've got
bird calendars.
I take photos of birds.
I love
birds. I've got a bird, yeah, they're available online.
I've got a few bird calendars as well.
Oh, yeah. What kind of birds?
Yeah, just hot ones.
Geraldine, Hickey, thanks for your time this morning. Live from the Millionaires Lounge, that was Fifi, Fev and Nick. They'll be back in the studio, hopefully.
101.9 The Fox.
Toasty out there. Beautiful. Yesterday, though, gorgeous day in Melbourne yesterday. I was down at St Andrews. Doing a gig, a comedy gig yesterday.
Which St Andrews?
Cassie.
St Andrews. The Mornington Peninsula or there's the one up
Mornington
beyond,
Peninsula.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I like quite like the other one too.
The Brewery House.
They're both great St Andrews.
But yesterday morning, I was at a play centre with my two boys, giving my wife a rest. I go, I'll get the boys out. Let's go to a play centre, have fun. It's a bit hectic, you know, trying to chase a 5- and 2-year-old boy around a play centre. And I got a text from the other comedian who was on with me last night, Damien Power, award-winning comedian. Brilliant. He's going to be at the Comedy Festival. Check him out. And he sent me a message yesterday morning saying, hey, mate, how are you getting down? Because he lives in Brisbane and he's down in Melbourne for the week. So I assume.
Say chopper.
He needed a lift. Oh, that would have been nice, Fev. I wrote, takes an hour and 45 to get there, mate. I'm driving. Want to meet at my place at 3:30. I've got family shit on all day. Don't hear back from him. And then I hit ding and I have a look. And it's a text from my beautiful wife, Lucia. You sent that to me.
Oh.
Family shit, hey?
Oh. Whoops.
And I said, yep, that's how I make it sound cool. But I'll be honest with you, Luch, it is generally how I speak.
Lucky it wasn't the other things you send other people.
Well, no, what I realised is she said, it's probably not great for your brain. Anything I put shit at the end after. Yeah. So if someone hits me up, hey, man, do you want it 9:30 Monday? Do you want it now? I got radio shit. You want to do something Wednesday night? I got project. I just say shit about everything.
Yep.
But the ding back from Lou, I've never felt so afraid.
I reckon
afraid.
You might be as afraid when you get a ding from Mando in it saying, we've got a meeting after the show.
I was about to say the same
you
thing.
You dropped the S-bomb about 12 times.
She spoke to me 2 weeks ago about saying that word.
Rang
and
Fev.
I said it once. You just said it 8 times. I've got credit. So shit.
Yeah!
Melbourne's number one breakfast show. It's the Foxes, Fifi, Fev and Nick. Wake up with Fifi, Fev and Nick. On the Fox.